One of the main reasons the rich get richer is not because they're academically smarter, or they went to better schools, or they're geniuses. One of the main reasons they get ahead is simply because of emotional intelligence. My poor dad, though highly educated and academically brilliant, was not in control of his emotions. That's why he always talked about job security. It was a fear of not having a job, of not having a paycheck, that actually created his thoughts, which created his reality. So emotional intelligence is a very important subject to understand. It has been said that emotional intelligence is 24 to 1. In other words, emotions are 24 times more powerful than your ordinary thought. Yet I think that's kind of an arbitrary number, because sometimes when you lose control, like you lose your temper or you're very afraid, it can be a million to one if you lose control emotionally. And money, as we all know, is a very, very emotional subject. And that's why so many people don't become rich, even though they have all the right answers, is simply because their emotions are stronger than their actual technical intelligence. For example, I said it already, some people cling to job security because they're afraid of taking a risk. Or some people will not go out and talk to other people or sell their products because they're afraid of rejection. Those are all examples of emotional so-called intelligence being more powerful than logic or common sense. So many people are afraid of losing, they wind up losing. As my rich dad often said, losing is part of the process of winning. When I talk to people about investing, they often say, well, investing is risky. And again, it's that fear of losing, or that fear of losing face, a fear of being embarrassed, that stops them. When people ask me how Kim and I, my wife, got rich so quickly, it was very simply after the 1987 market crash, we knew there was a big crash, and we waited. By 1989, the markets were coming down even further. We're heading into recession. Most people were in emotional panic. They're losing their jobs. Remember, this downsizing was happening, and people were just terrified. They were doing irrational things, like selling when they shouldn't sell. So what Kim and I did is we were prepared. We had gone to school. We had done our market research. I had a lot of experience buying real estate. So by 1989, there was a thing called the Resolution Trust Corporation, the RTC of the federal government. What they were doing was giving the best real estate in the world away for pennies on a dollar. And I was out there buying, working hard, borrowing. I wasn't borrowing on credit cards. I was borrowing with banks' money based upon sound economic principles. But I was buying as much as I could. Meanwhile, most of the poor and middle class were trying to sell. They were trying to get out of the market when I was trying to get in. And the reason they were trying to get out of the market was because logic had gone out. All their academic credentials made no sense. And emotions had taken over. So one of the things that a person needs to do to become wealthy is take control of your emotions. Everybody knows you should buy low and sell high. That is a cardinal rule. But what happens to the average person is they watch the stock market going up, but they don't buy because they're afraid it might crash. They see it go up higher. They don't buy because it might crash. You know, instead of buying low, they're waiting. They finally get to the top and they can't stand it anymore, and everybody's getting into the market like the dot-com companies, and people lose control, and instead of buying low, they buy high. The market then crashes, they lose everything, and instead of buying when it drops, they sell. So the rule of thumb here is this: due to emotional intelligence, the smart or emotionally intelligent buy low, sell high. The emotionally unintelligent buy high and sell low. And very simply, that is one of the things about emotional intelligence that makes more sense or has greater effect upon your financial wealth more than anything else. Another thing is that in school, we're taught not to make mistakes or not to lose, or losing is bad. Yet, if you look at the real world, I already said one example. When I was being criticized by saying 9 out of 10 businesses fail, I also said, well, one makes it. All that means to me is that if I'm going to go into business, I better be willing to fail 10 times, because once I will make it. That's the difference between people who win and people who lose. A person who must win every single time is fundamentally unrealistic. That's not part of life. As Yogi Berra once said, the great Yankee catcher and batter, he said, one thing great about playing baseball is if you strike out 7 out of 10 times, you make the Hall of Fame. In other words, he will strike out 7 times and only make a hit 3 times. And he's still considered excellent. The average middle-class person, a poor person, is not willing to even lose once, and that's why they lose. They lose because they're not in control of their emotions.